that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Early morning hours of April 19, 1775, 150 men, mostly farmers and mechanics, drew up in two long, thin ranks, their weapons loaded. They wore no uniforms, but were ready to fight to defend their livelihoods, families, freedom, and honor against an evil, enslaving government. The place was the village of Lexington, Massachusetts, and every one of those men was a practicing Christian, and their pastor, Jonas Clark, himself a farmer, was also their commanding officer. To learn the hidden truth about our patriotic Christian heritage, send a $10 donation and ask for the book Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution. Once again, that's Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution, available for a $10 offering from Scriptures for America, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535.
The system of opposites known as dialectics probably had its origin in ancient Babylon with the high priest Zoroaster. Later, Socrates and then Hegel employed it. But it was the son of a rabbi, Karl Marx, and his followers who have put it to deadly use in the last 100 years. In a brilliant little booklet entitled A Double-Minded People, Pastor Pete Peters lucidly explains how America has been paralyzed by dialectical doublethink. Your $2 offering, U.S. funds, would help us to make it available to you. That's a $2 offering, U.S. funds, for the booklet, A Double-Minded People. Write to Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Again, that's Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, USA. In the book of Jeremiah, we read, quote, "Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now." In the Bible, the Apostle Peter writes, quote, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. Our walk with the Lord is a living thing, ever unfolding new truths and wonders along the way. The Four Stages of Spiritual Truth is the name of a timeless sermon that has been transcribed into a little gem of a pamphlet that has been of real help to Christians in search of deeper truths, especially pastors and teachers. It's being made available for a $2 offering U.S. funds by Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535 USA. If you're troubled by the spiritual poverty of so many Christians today, the Four Stages of Spiritual Truth may help. Send a $2 offering U.S. funds to Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535 USA. And thank you for your prayers. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, the Apostle Paul declared, quote, "If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know," end quote. Modern
Judeo. And good morning, folks, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Having a little technical issue this morning. Good morning. Is that you, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning. Just having to use some different phone lines, so let me work on some levels here. Well, good morning and thanks, and I've texted all this to Brother Tim as well, so we'll sure see if he can get on and join us as well. And well, John, if you'd open us up in prayer. Jason's still fighting a head cold and a bad throat.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we thank you for this time that you set aside for your people to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, just as your word says. And Lord, even now, we just take authority over these technical issues that we're having with regards to connecting to the bridge. And Father, we ask that you send your tech angels to restore whatever it is that's not working properly. We take authority over these things as the sons of God with the power of the Holy Spirit in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding and discernment regarding what it is that's important for your people, the remnant, and not only a remnant, but the remnant of a remnant that will not bow their knee to Baal and boldly proclaims no king but King Jesus. Guide and direct us, show us what it is that is important for your people. Father, we ask that you continue to remember grace and mercy in your wrath, and that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. And Father, in my spirit, I keep seeing that it's time, Lord. Don't know exactly what it means yet, but it's time. You've given us all of the themes for the past Branson gatherings, and for some reason, it is time keeps coming to mind. The other thing is ask. Father, your word is clear that we have not because we ask not. And those that are covered in the blood, those that are born again of the water and the Spirit, those that have gone into that watery grave of baptism, been clothed with Christ, and received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and also have their names entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. Now's the time to ask. Ask for whatever it is that you need, and it will be provided. Not sure what all of it means, but I know that it's what's supposed to be said right now. Father, I thank you for the answer to prayers, Lord. We thank you for the answer that the things in the dark would continue to be brought to the light, shouted from the rooftops. And Father, we continue to petition you for that, Lord, that those that think they got away with all of these things that they perpetrated against your people, all of these evil, wicked acts and deeds, Father, that you would bring that recompense down upon them, however you see fit, Lord. And Father, we know that the enemy is confused, the enemy is defeated, and they know that they're defeated. And they know that the only thing that they can use is their race card and But Father, we also know that you can take whatever is meant to be a curse and turn it into a blessing. And that's our latest prayer request, Father. You said ask. Well, we're asking, Lord. I ask specifically that you would take what the enemies of God, the demon rats, have planned as a curse for your people, and Father, that you would reverse it into a blessing. Father, that you would cause them to fall in the pits that they dig and be ensnared in the traps that they lay. Expose them for what they are, Lord. We cry out for those that are yours, Lord, those that may have been lost but could be found, Father, those that were called at one point, maybe never chosen, but for some reason fell away. We ask that you would choose them, Lord, to be Hello?
Yes. Still there.
We lost the phone line or something.
Yeah, must have.
Anyways, Father, we ask that you would choose those, Lord. Remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that they would hear and see the truth, and that they fall upon their face. Father, there's much wickedness and evil going on. There's plans being made behind your people's back, Father. Their goal is to identify anyone who's a white male, a Christian, or conservative as a white nationalist, Father. And we ask that you would just foil their plans, Lord. Expose them for what they are. Father, we ask for a cleansing and a purging of this country of those that hate you and hate your people. Father, just as your word says, that those that would not have you rule over them, bring them before the courts and slay them, Lord. However you see fit. As our pastor used to say, Father, we want them off the land or under it, however you see fit. But it's an exciting time. It's a time to draw closer to you, to strengthen that intimate relationship that we have with you. And Father, you know that several years ago we started praying, here we are, Lord, use us. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? So even now I ask that you would send your ministering angels out to those that are yours, Father, to prepare their hearts and minds and souls to receive the truth. Send your guardian angels to protect those that are yours, them and their families and all that you blessed them with. And send your warring angels to tear down the high places of the enemies and battle in those high places. Father, create in us a clean heart. Forgive us for the sins we know about and the ones that we don't. Lord, help us to be those prayer warriors that the righteous angels need as prayer support. Father, I know that the Frank Peretti books that you've shown us, Lord, are nonfiction. They're truth of what's going on, and they're also a blueprint of what we are as the true Christian followers of Jesus Christ, the remnant of the remnant, are to be doing, and that is to be praying for righteousness and for your angels to battle Leviathan in the high places. Again, we thank you for this time, Lord. Just pray that even now you prepare your people's hearts and minds and souls to receive the truth. Continue to expose the evil, wicked plans of the enemy and cause them to turn upon one another. Send confusion into their camp, Father, that they would devour one another, Lord. We know that there is no way to victory unless you give us the victory before the battle is fought, just as it always was in the Old Testament. So we ask now, Lord, that you would prepare the fields for the victory, Lord, and that you would reveal to us what it is we are to do, that we would hear ye from the Lord, and that we would do exactly what it is that you tell us to do, Father. Pray for those that are in positions of authority that know you, Father, that they would not bend or fold to the wicked plans of the enemy. Pray specifically for sheriffs and those in positions of authority within the military, Lord, that you would just reveal to them the plots, the wicked plots of the evil ones, and that they would stand firm for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And it's in that name that we pray, Jesus Christ the Nazarene. And Lord, I also want to thank you, Father, for the many praise reports that we continue to receive. it goes along with what you've been saying, ask. Well, we've been asking, Lord. We've been asking for miracles. We've been asking for healings. We've been asking for deliverances. We've been asking for jobs. We've been asking for relationships to be healed. We've been asking for relationships to be formed. And, Father, the word is, through the praise reports, that you are a God that hears and answers the prayers of your people. And we thank you, Lord. We do not take that lightly. We praise you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Tim texted me. He's got some issues come up and on his end as well. We do have a phone line open this morning, 307-745-5913, Remnant, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question or a comment. This is Coffee with the Wranglers. Wow, John, what a prayer. Got goosebumps here.
That wasn't me.
Well, praise the Lord. And you know, when you mention time, I have to agree with you. That has been a recurring thought. Revelation 22:11, starting in verse 10, it says, "And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." Verse 11, "Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep holy." And verse 12 says, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done." And that verse has been coming up more and more, those three verses, that it is, that time is fast approaching. And it is time. You know, we are told to work while it's day. Because there's a night coming. There's a time coming where we can't work anymore. There's a time coming where we can't. It won't do any good to tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's a time coming, like that scripture says, where those that are in their sin, that's where they're going to be. That's where they're going to be. Now, that time is not right now. Right now, we still have time to work, to be about the Father's business, to be broadcasting 24 hours a day the true gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, and broadcasting that to the people of the promise, to the heirs of the promise, to try to awaken them, to try to strengthen them, to encourage them to love and good deeds, and so we still have time now. Tomorrow, who knows? Who knows? But that time is certainly there. And I think our enemy understands it better than God's people. Because of the times, because of the signs of the times, it's like these agendas are out there just waiting, or just waiting for something to, you know, to occur, for these agendas to be put in place. In Mark 13, verse 13. Mark 13:13, it says, "You will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved." And I think that certainly is a prophecy for today. I think it's what we see in the news today. Like you said, John, in your prayer, the enemy is pulling out all the stops against mainly the white Christian male. That is who is under attack. The curses and the throw out of the white supremacy, and we haven't seen that in this nation anything like they're talking about. But it's what they're
putting out. They understand the spiritual aspect of that too. They understand that the true covenant people. They understand the appeal to heaven. They understand that if God, and he will hear the cries of his people to reinstate the Abrahamic covenant, then it's over.
Yes. It's over for them.
And they understand that those people, the German, Scandinavian, kindred, and Celtic people of the Bible, are the only threat that they have. They're the only ones that can thwart their plans. And the only way that the average American who doesn't understand the Israel truth can see that is through the white nationalism, and that's what they're attacking. That's exactly what they're attacking. The one thing that they didn't plan on, in my opinion, was that God's people, who are called by his name, would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and appeal to heaven for God's intervention, for him to keep his promises. That blood is that blood, and that seed is that seed. So when you're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then we can call on any of the covenant promises from the Old Testament or the New Testament. All of those promises are for us, his people. They didn't plan on that part of the spiritual warfare, and I believe it's really scared them to the point of now they're pulling out all the stops. The only hope that they have is that there's enough radical, crazy minorities in this country to try to overthrow those that are the white, Christian, straight males and their families, obviously. But it's also a time for us to be prepared and to be alert and to be ready at all times, because, you know, just what happened there in Walmart in Springfield.
Yes.
There was a foolish judgment on that young man's part, but the reality is, this is the reality of the situation. I actually know someone who knows this young man, and like I said, it was foolish to probably do that thing. We need to be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. But the bottom line is, where that happened, it's legal to open carry. There's no law against being dressed up in camouflage or even having armor on. And there's no law in having 100 rounds on you. But in society, the way that things have been molded, this young man is facing minimum 10 years in prison, even though he didn't break any laws. Now, the reality is the prayers of the saints and a good attorney that understands the law should be able to get him off of it, but he didn't do anything illegal other than right. what's portrayed in the eyes of those in positions of authority. That's what we need to realize, and what the enemy's goal here is to make it that even their laws, it doesn't matter what their laws even say. It's what their opinion is. It's what their interpretation is of the things that those people that they don't agree with do. And that's the part that's concerning.
Amen. Amen. The just because it's legal, you know, we've and I know you have too, John, we've told our children, we've taught them, done our best to teach them that just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And that certainly applies in, I think, here, and especially in dealing with the government, the powers that be. You know, we're told to pray for our leaders so that it may go well for us, so that we can have a peaceful time. And, you know, that is definitely showed a lack of wisdom. You know, I had not seen hadn't really been able to follow any, see any follow up or get any background story on that. But you're right. It is, especially in light of what's going on, it is not a, certainly wasn't a wise thing to do. You know, by a foolish young man. I think it was 20.
But even more than that, the thing we really have to get across to our children is the fact that social media, it may not be illegal to say anything against certain people, but we need to be very careful, because the time's coming when the laws will be enacted that will I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but basically the things that you've done in the past will be held against you. And if they have record of it, they have proof of it, then they'll be able to use that against you. There's no doubt in my mind that that's what their plan is. So, and you know, our children are our children, and they tend to follow with regards to what we believe and the things that we spout off at, but when you do it on social media, it becomes a permanent record. And I think it's really important that we warn our children to be very careful, no matter what it is, that you either send in an email or you send in a text or you post on social media.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any part in any of that, but the bottom line is, it's just a government information gathering site, you know, and if you can't see that, they've even admitted it for the most part. And, you know, I guess there's some good that comes out of it. There's some Christian, correspondence that takes place, and there's brothers in Christ that I know that are part of that social media thing, but the ones I know are smart enough not to do anything incriminating on that social media. But it's just really important that we teach our children to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, and to hear ye the Lord. And one of the most important things, I think, is to understand that there's an order, and there's a reason that God puts someone in of years as the patriarch of that household.
Yes.
Because of the experience. Because at the time when they were younger, they may have also done foolish things. And we just need to teach our children to understand that we are the followers of Jesus Christ. We have committed, and we have a responsibility as followers of Jesus Christ, the Jedi, Jesus' disciples, the remnant, to be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And unless the children, our children, understand that, then there's going to be chaos at some point.
Agreed. I think that there's chaos now, and I think that it's the prayers of the remnant and the patience of God that is holding back His wrath from being poured out, like it was on Sodom and Gomorrah, like it was going to be on Nineveh. You know, when He sent Jonah to Nineveh, 40 days you have. And and God, I think He had already put the order in. I think it had already shipped, and His wrath was ready to be poured out on Nineveh because of their sin, because of their abominations before Him. And they weren't even Israelites. They weren't even the Hebrew people. And so, you know, there is it the Word of God is for all people. It is. But because they repented, because they turned, we have a great example of God not really changing His mind, but relenting. You know, we get that as parents. You know, sometimes we maybe in our anger or you know, our wrath is fixing to be poured out, but sometimes that is stayed. You know, when you see true repentance, when you see you know, someone that, especially one of our children, one of that learns, that understands, and I think that's what happened in Nineveh, at least for that generation. And God's wrath was stayed, and you know, He is patient with His people in this land today. That is why we continue to work. It's still day. The day's not over, so it's still day. We continue to. But boy, the chaos that is out there without without God, and you know, people are starting to other people in the public eye are starting to push and promote that. Did you see the quote from Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick this past week? They had him on the, you know, because of the El Paso shooting. And they were interviewing him, and he said, "Well, what do you expect? We have taken God out of our society." He says, "As long as we continue to only praise God and look at God on a Sunday morning, and we kick Him out of the town square and kick Him out of our schools the other days of the week, what do we expect?" And I say, praise the Lord, not for the shooting, not for the pain and the suffering that the people are feeling there, but that some people are seeing this and they're not ashamed to say it. We've had our, 50 some odd years of more rules, more gun control, and it's the lack of morality in this land. You're even seeing that from some Hollywood people. Oh, it's a no moral center. I'm not going to say who I saw that quote from, but that was from a Hollywood person that came up that said, oh, well, the problem with these is that there's no moral center in our society today. And I say, amen. There's not. It's anything goes.
Anyway. Well, the truth be known, if they truly wanted to stop the psychotic mass killings, then they would stop Big Pharma from producing and distributing the psychotropic drugs, because there is no doubt when you research into it that at least 80%, probably more than that, of those that have perpetrated these kind of crimes are on some type of psychotropic drugs.
That's right.
I mean, I can remember when I was a child, there was it was just starting out, this stuff called Ritalin, you know, and unfortunately, what had happened was, as a boy is a boy, and a boy has a lot of energy when he's in his younger years in school, and you know, there's times where you get in a fight, and then you move on, and most of the time, those friends that fought are better friends than they were before the fight.
Exactly.
But that doesn't meet the needs of the enemy. That doesn't work with what their plan is, to effeminize men. So what do they do? Well, this Johnny's got a problem, because he has a lot of energy and he's rambunctious and he's full of testosterone, you know, starting to get his testosterone. And so what do we do about that? Well, we'll just drug him so that he's more passive. But those things are, they either one create the idea to take their own lives, which, by the way, is another epidemic that's taking place specifically in the younger generation, and again within the military, those that have served in the military capacities, and then the other is in mind control, I believe, as far as these mass shootings. So if they really wanted to curb or to stop the mass shootings, the first thing they would do is ban these psychotropic drugs, because there's no doubt, the proof is there, that that's exactly what's causing a lot of it. And I'm sure, you know, we got to remember that pharmakia is witchcraft. And when you have witchcraft, you have demonic activity, demonic possession, whatever it is. And there's no doubt that these psychotropic drugs probably induce some sort of demonic influence, at least. Maybe not possession, but influence. And the sad thing is that the most Christians think that they can't be influenced by demons. I'm not saying you can be possessed, but I guarantee you, you open the door and you give Satan legal ground, then you can not be possessed, but you can be influenced.
Yes.
By those demons. And that's what's taking place, in my opinion. As we get further and further away from God, we open more and more doors, then Satan has legal ground to operate in these people's lives.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Saw another praise report. Alabama had a back-to-school worship service Fife High School in DeKalb County this past Sunday. And, of course, the Freedom From Religion tried to get involved, and they were, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I want to pray for and you know, hats off to this DeKalb County school superintendent that stood up to him. And he said, hey, the school board is not sponsoring this. The school board didn't print out the flyers and stuff. They can do that here. And so again, like the lieutenant governor of Texas, and there are people that are around that are standing up to this, that are seeing these, you know, the ungodly, like this Freedom From Religion group, push and promote their ungodly agenda, and make people cower down. And some of them, you know, John, maybe they're growing a pair. They're standing up and saying no. Now, they're not doing it with a baseball bat, because that's not how you have to do it. But they're standing up. They're using the proper terminology, and in a suit and a tie sometimes, if that's what it calls. And, you know, usually for a school superintendent, that's the proper dress and the proper words. You know, it says, but we permitted an announcement of the event. And just like they would for a bake sale or for a car wash. And so praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, be with Jason, this man here, Lord, in Alabama, that stood up to the ungodly Freedom From Religion, and protect him and guide him in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And like you said, John, we have to be that praying people. We have to pray for these people that do that. They may not have it all figured out, but it's by their fruits. By their fruits, we know them.
Yeah, as more information about the Dayton, Ohio killer, Connor Betts, emerges, basically showing that he had an appetite for hunting humans, we've seen quite a bit of chatter about an upcoming movie to be released by the left called The Hunt. I don't know if you heard about that or...
Yes.
But anyways, it's basically a movie where the rich elite liberals kidnap conservative and Christian deplorables and hunt them down for sport. And then, you know, they're saying how Trump has incited these kind of mass shootings and stuff. But here they are coming out with a Hollywood movie that's basically encouraging those demon rats to hunt down anyone who's against their way of thinking. But then you have Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver demanding in a letter sent to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Attorney General and Attorney General William Barr, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, that the federal government create a white nationalist list. And so this movie called The Hunt is basically NBC Universal plans to release The Hunt on September 27, 2019. That's not much more than a month away. Certain networks, after these shootings, pulled the ads, and Universal stopped advertising after the outcry from the public, calling it beyond sick. Well, anyways, one of the scenes says, did anyone see what that rat, I won't say the word, chief just did? One character asked early in the screenplay for The Hunt, a Universal picture thriller set to open September 27th. At least The Hunt is coming up. Nothing better than going to the manor and slaughtering a dozen deplorables. Now, if you remember what Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election was calling those who supported Trump.
Yes.
Deplorable. So, really what they're saying here is they're inciting violence from the left to come after the right. But, you know, the good news is that that's not going to work real well for them, because the right are typically the God-fearing Christians that are much better prepared and trained than the left. But
yes,
we also have to be careful, I think, too, because their ultimate goal is civil war. I mean, if they can get that civil war going, and in some ways it's already being perpetrated within our midst, but... I think the thing we need to realize is that this thing's not going to be won in the physical realm, as far as who's the best shot or who's got the most bullets or the best guns or anything like that. It's going to be won in the spiritual realm when God gives us the victory before the battle even starts. And really, that's the only way to win this battle, for a purge of those who will not have God rule over them. And that's what we need to be praying, just like we have been, that God sends confusion into the camp. Let them wipe each other out. You know, we don't
That's
have
right.
to wipe them out, but let them wipe each other out and let God deal with them however he sees fit. But
well,
when you see
God
movies
does.
Like this,
that's
and,
what God
and coming
does.
To the big screen, you can see what their agenda is. Their agenda is, anymore, you know, the race card used to be only pull it and only use it in extreme desperation, you know, in the last-ditch effort. And now it's every other word is coming out of their mouth. And it was actually AOC, whatever, just another occult communist is what I call her. But anyway, she's the one who basically broke the rules and pulled the race card on their own, Nancy Pelosi. And that's you can't do that in their ranks.
Yeah.
So,
but they
exciting
are.
Times we're living in. Definitely no shortage of things to pray for and against. And it's real important that we get to the place where we don't let all these distractions bother us. I mean, obviously we talk about them just so that our people are aware, but more importantly, we need to take the time to increase that intimate relationship that we have with the Lord so that we can hear ye from heaven. And I know that there's hundreds now that are flying the appeal to heaven flag, and along with that, we need to add the fact that this coming up election is super critical, I think, to the history of this country. I know we said that in 2016, but it's becoming even more evident as the enemy knows that they're defeated and they're pulling out all the stops, that we need to appeal to heaven for God to save America again. And a lot of people have been calling and requesting the flags and the bumper stickers and even the God Save America Again DVDs.
Yes.
And those DVDs can pretty much tell the story for you if you can't seem to express the truth regarding the Israel truth. Then these DVDs do an excellent job in a professional manner with biblical historical background to prove exactly the truth of what the Israel truth is. So those are all resources that we have. Those are all weapons that God's given us to battle the enemy in this spiritual warfare.
Amen. Amen. And yeah, we have. We're on our third big batch order of flags, and have them in stock right now, sending them out, and glad to do it. And we have them available. You can contact us here at the office, like John said. And again, John, I like how you put it, that we are to be not to be dismayed at these things that we see. We are to sigh and groan out about them. We do pray about them. We present these these times that we're living in, we present them to God. That's and when we do that, see, that's the mark of Christ. You hear a lot about the mark of the beast, and what do you think that is? And as Christians, we need to be more concerned with that mark of Christ. And that's those that are are marked are those that are sighing and groaning out at all the abominations. Those that are praying for justice. Those that are crying out and bringing this these trials and tribulations to the Lord in prayer, and sharing with love and a little salt the right amount of salt in their language, in their words, with others. Just like the verse I started out with in Mark 13:13, you'll be hated by all because of my name. You know, many people out there say, why? Why is this happening? And, you know, why is it that they hate so much? And we have to remember that our enemy accuses us of what they are. See, they're the haters. They are the racists. They are the the haters most of all. And they accuse us. Our pastor taught on that quite a bit. They accuse us of what they are. And so if you're reading your Bible, if you're getting more familiar with it, God will use you to answer these questions that these people that aren't familiar with the Bible, that they have. Why? Well, the Word tells us we will be hated because we follow Jesus. Why? Because it hated him first, it says. And, you know, right after...
That's interesting. Interesting that you say that about what they accuse us of, what they are. So, again, getting back to that movie, The Hunt, there's the official trailer at 52nd, at the 52nd mark. Someone talks about hunting human beings, and the character that's the lead character says they're not human beings. Well, we know from thinking outside of the box that there are those in our midst who are not human beings, and it's not us, it's them. But what do? They accuse us of not being the human beings. So I thought that was an interesting point as well.
Yeah, it is. That's how it is. And you read the rest of Mark 13. I encourage you to do that after the program today, folks. It talks about the return of Christ, that no one knows when, but he does say, he says, learn the parable of the fig tree. When its branch has become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. He says, even so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that he, meaning Jesus Christ, the Lord, he who is going to come when the trumpet sounds and the sky splits open, and he is coming riding a white horse with a flaming sword, coming to rule with a rod of iron, so the word says. You see, it's not going to, when Christ returns, it's not going to be a babe in a manger again. That's already happened. It's not going to be coming to forgive sin. That's already happened. It is coming to rule and reign his way with a rod of iron. He tells us, 1 Corinthians, we had that in the Bible reading plan this week. Don't be deceived. And it gives you a list of who will not inherit the kingdom of God. People that are practicing those things. It'd be good to read that, 1 Corinthians 6, to see. Because it says, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that he, Jesus Christ, with his rod of iron, is near, right at the door. Right at the door. But of the day or hour, no one knows. But it says in 33, take heed. Take heed. That means pay attention to what's going on. Doesn't mean worry about it, fret about it. Doesn't mean run off and hide in the mountains. It means take heed. Understand. It says keep on the alert. Keep on the alert.
Yeah. Also, this isn't reported much, but right after all of this stuff took place on August 7th, the A&P reported on death camps for Trump supporters. Now, the flyers were being posted on street posts and parking meters in New York City, showing that the rhetoric of dehumanizing of conservatism is acting as a very real threat to half of America, because pretty much we're 50-50 based on our affiliation. So I guess if there's something we're to learn out of this, it's to be prepared spiritually, physically, and mentally at all times. Be alert, be awake, be ready.
Yes.
Specifically, if you're in the big cities, the big cities are primarily run by demon rats. And as Trump exposed, and of course that's what started all of this racism, how dare you expose the fact that the demon rats are in control of the cities that are deteriorated and people are living in subhuman conditions. And I just got a text from a brother that said that Jeffrey Epstein apparently committed suicide in his cell last night. You can bet he had some help with that, but that's the New York Times. It hasn't been confirmed. Don't have two witnesses. I know one thing. That prompts prayer in my mind, so let's pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we know that the enemy's desire is to shut up Jeffrey Epstein and to hide those wicked, evil, despicable things that were done on that pedophile island, and But, Father, we ask that you would thwart their plan. Yes. Father, that all the evidence that he has, Father, would be revealed and be presented. And, Father, all of those that participated in that wicked, evil, despicable acts against children, Father, we claim the promises that you've given us. That better to have a millstone around their neck and cast into a deep sea than cause one of your little ones to stumble. Well, Father, those that were involved in these acts caused more than one little one to stumble. Father, I believe that they've sacrificed and murdered many. And, Father, they've harmed many physically, spiritually, and mentally. And, Father, we call for healing, Lord. We call for the blood of Jesus Christ to flow through those children that have been scarred and damaged and hurt, Father. I pray that you would remove those memories from their lives, and Father, that you would create in them a clean heart. And Father, that you would just open the doors that they need open in their lives now. But Father, if they're to testify, if they're to bring this cartel down, I pray that you would give them the strength, the faith, and the protection. And we ask you even now to send your guardian angels to protect those that are yours, Lord, those that you're going to use in a mighty way to expose this diabolical, evil, wickedness that's been perpetrated upon your people. Father, send your warring angels to battle Leviathan in the high places, that although they think that they may have sealed the truth of what happened on that island by taking out one of their own, Father, that it would have just ignite the passion of those who know the truth to expose the truth. And Father, that it would be done in an expedited, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They fall in the pit they dig. They have their plans to steal, to kill, and it comes back on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, John, we're kind of running low on time here, just about done. We do want to make sure we get a good invitation out. Folks, we encourage you to come to church with us. We've had several guests over the last several weeks, members of the congregation that have been traveling or have just decided to drive out and join us. And so we're sure thankful for that. And if you're coming out, give us a call, give us a text, let us know, and we'd love to have you come out and visit. But you don't have to drive out here. You can join us for church on Sunday morning, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast at scripturesforamerica.org. You can click on the live video stream and join us right there at the LaPorte Church of Christ. Our pastor saw many years ago, I think before anybody was live streaming, he saw the need for this and just put it together. You know, not an audio, video, big kind of guy like that, but just put it together and said, hey, let's do this. And certainly Holy Spirit inspired, and I know others and the whole industry has followed suit. But we're still doing that. If you don't have a good video stream, we record it. We make a two-hour DVD that we send hundreds out on Monday, first-class mail. And we have people that later in the week or the following Sunday, they get together with others and join us in church that way. And it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God the Father, about honoring them and learning and gathering together with like-minded Christians and in praise and worship, partaking of communion, taking just a few minutes out of everyone's busy week to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the price that he paid. Yeah, that salvation's free, but there was a terrible price paid for it. You know, it was not money that redeemed us, his people. And that's what his word says, and that's what we claim and we know and we rejoice about. So you can do that again, scripturesforamerica.org. You can join us Sunday morning for church. We do, again, it's recorded. We can send the DVD to you. And so we encourage you to do that. If you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And our email is on the website as well, but our email, preacher@sfaw.org. That's preacher@sfaw.org. John, any closing words for the remnant this morning?
No, just keep praying. Keep praying for the things in the dark to be exposed and shouted from the rooftops, for confusion to come into the camp of the enemy, and specifically now for those things regarding this pedophile island not to be covered up and lost, that all that would be exposed, because I believe if we continue to pray against the enemies, even no matter what their plans are, God's got other plans, and amen. If he hears the cries of his people who are called by his name, then he will hear and answer our prayer. Remember, it is time, and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See you in church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more,
stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.